of these are the result of having a strong small group. When we have a strong small group, the Lord's table meeting will be rich. Is our Lord's table meeting rich? Is our Lord's table meeting rich? We cannot answer, right? Sometimes it's rich. It's a chamba. What do you call that? It's a fortune. Plain luck, right? But is it rich all the time? And many of us who are brothers who are serving, we endeavor to make the meeting rich. But we get the wrong direction. We have to pay attention first to the small groups. Because if the small groups is strong, the small groups are strong, then spontaneously the table meeting will be rich. The prayer meetings will be strengthened, and even the gospel preaching will be effective. The next sentence, our brother said, a while ago he said he's the basic unit. Now this sentence, our brother said, the small groups are the foundation of the church. So what is the foundation of the church? Of course, we know that Christ is the foundation of the church. But we are talking about the practical matters. What is the foundation of the church? It is not small groups. If the foundation is solid, we can accomplish much more with half the effort. You know, this is actually an idiom in Chinese. 事半, 功倍. But many times, our work is the opposite. We pay attention to so many other things, so we spend a lot, and yet the result is only half. But our brother said, if we would pay attention to the basic unit, the foundation, then we would accomplish much more with half the effort. So this matter of the small group is what we should establish. If we do not even have a small group, well, we can also talk about the vital groups. But we have to see the chronological order of how Brother Lee led. And in Metro Manila, all the churches somehow has been for so long. And I believe there's not one church that is less than 10 people, right? Of course, if you are less than 10, you're the only, that's it. That's the table, that's the district, that's the group, right? But all the churches in Metro Manila are more. So we should what? But are all the brothers and sisters in the groupings? Are all the brothers and sisters in the groupings? Some come on Lord's Day, occasionally. But the question is not whether they are on Lord's Day. And we always usually count the Lord's Day attendance. But do we count how many saints are in the small group? I remember one time the brother said, if there are more saints on Lord's Day, the least, than those in the small group, then you already know this church will not grow. You can almost tell that this church will not grow because there are more people just coming on Lord's Day than those that are in the actual groupings. But if there are more saints that are in the different groups, small groups of the church, then you already can tell that sooner or later, there will be growth and increase in the church. Now, when our brother fellowship concerning this matter of the groupings, what was the functions or what was the focus of the small group gatherings? He mentioned there are three things that the small group should have. Now, let's check if our group has this. Number one, it is to retain the existing saints, which I believe we do it, right? And number two, it is to recover the dormant saints. And I believe in this matter, most of us have failed. And number three, it is to preach the gospel. And in this matter, we are even more lacking, right? We gather together week after week, right? Some of the groups are more burning, more lively, right? Some of the groups are less lively, but that is not the standard. The question is, are the existent saints being preserved? Are the dormant saints being recovered? And is the gospel being preached? You say your group is living. You say your group is vital. But from day one of the year until the last day of the year, it's the same people. And this year, same people. Next year, still the same people. The year after, still the same people. So you think that is the small group, our brother fellowship? Now sometimes it even decrease because some people move away or some people die, right? And sometimes we thank the Lord there's increase because somebody moved to our locality. But that is not the point. You all know, right? How can you say we have increased? But these saints are actually from the provinces who migrated to Metro Manila for their livelihood. Our small group should what? Number one, retain the existing saints. And how do we retain the existing saints? Actually, many of the saints do not even want to be in the small group. Why? Because the small group does not have supply. Doesn't have supply. That is why when our brothers first mentioned this matter of the small group, at the time, the church in Taipei, every week, they have to prepare a material for the small group to pursue. And all the meeting halls of the church in Taipei, every week they have to come to Hall 1 to pick up the material because that is the material they will use for every small group. So it's not just that we meet together. It is what we do when we meet together. And we are short, right? And we are even short in recovering the dormant saints. Because we usually just take the meeting as the center. In fact, our brother said, when he talked about the small group, at one time he said, this is not a small group meetings. Although there are many occasions where he said it's a small group meetings. But at one time he said, this is a small group gatherings. Because when you talk about meetings, immediately you think about just the meeting. But the small group is not a meeting. Just like when the Lord was with the 12 people, he was with them all the time. He meets with them on the mountain. He meets with them beside the sea. He would speak to them sometimes, few sentences. Sometimes he would give a long message to them. It is what? He would speak instantly based on a certain situation. It is something that is very organic and not organizational. But ours is, our small group is this time. And we focus on the meeting, right? And if we are focused on the meeting, we would never be able to what? To recover the dormant saints, right? And we are also lacking in the preaching of the gospel. So that's why today, talking about small group, vital group, one thing we really have to do, we have to start to pay attention to people. Do we know who comes? Do we know who does not come? Right? Sometimes we are even unaware the saints are not present for several weeks already. Right? After many weeks, they did not come. Oh, then we remember, oh, he has been absent for... You thought he was just absent for a week, but actually he's absent for 5 weeks already. And we did not know. Right? Sometimes after the small group, actually, our brother fellowship at the time, how should the small group end? I know many small group ends with snacks. Not with prayer, but with snacks. But actually, the small group should end with what? Should end with who is present and who is absent. And immediately, there should be some kind of an organic arrangement. Why is he absent? If nobody knows, then immediately maybe someone will be assigned to take care of that person, to try to find out why is he absent. Maybe he's sick. Maybe there's some situations. Or maybe because he's just busy at this time. But definitely, we do need to what? Pay attention to people. But many times we neglect this because we are meeting-centered and not what? And not people-centered. So as a result, we do not recover the saints who are dormant because we did not even notice that they have not been coming for a long time already. Then at one time, after brotherly fellowship, this matter on the small group, he mentioned that the church in Taipei is wrong in their understanding of the small group, not being in the homes. Let me repeat the sentence. Brother Lee told the church, the brothers of the church in Taipei, he said, your understanding of my fellowship on the small group is wrong because you did not think that the small group is in the homes. Now, the brothers immediately, and he repeated that from 1985 all the way until 1986. And the brothers did not understand, how can the small group not be in the homes? Because when we started to practice the small groups, it was not done in the meeting halls. It was all done in the saints' home. This week, maybe in this brother's home. Next week, in another brother's home. Then the week after, in another brother's home. So it's a rotation of several homes. But Brother Lee said, no, your understanding is wrong. You know what was Brother Lee's thought? Brother Lee's thought is that the small group should be in every saint's home. Every saint. Now you would think, is that possible? I mean, not everyone is willing to open their homes. And sometimes we would even say, if as long as they are willing, we are willing to go. Are you really willing to go? The question is, or the point is, Brother Lee's thought is that the reason the saints did not come to the meeting, it is not because they did not come. It is because you did not bring the meeting to them. If only you bring the meeting to them, immediately they have a meeting. Right? They did not come. You have a restaurant. Nobody comes to the restaurant. What do? You keep on waiting. Nobody comes. Eventually, your shop will close. Why don't you bring the food to them? Deliver the food. Right? You bring the food to their house. That's Brother Lee's thought. So, oh Lord Jesus, the basic unit, the foundation, is the small group. This is the first thing, brotherly fellowship, concerning the God-ordained way. At that time, there was this statement, which I believe many who are older have heard this. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the small group is here to stay. 天可废，地可弃，小牌聚会不可不去. Which means, even if heaven and earth pass away, you should still be in the small group. That is how important the groupings are. Then the year after, 1986, the full-time training in Taipei began. Then the full-timers started to go out to preach the gospel by door knocking, and it was successful. Then the year after, 1987, the life lessons came out, because the new ones, after being baptized, you have to go to their homes and what? And shepherd them with the life lessons. Then we have the home meetings. Then 1987, October, November, the church in Taipei was divided into 100 tents. Then by November, that begins the district meeting of the church in Taipei. Actually, by then, we are clear with the BNPB, the framework of gospel, homes, groupings, and districts. But think about it. Today, what do we have? In our church life, in the framework of our church life, do we have the districts? Do we have the districts? I believe we do. Do we have the groupings? Are all the saints in the groups? Are more saints that are not coming on Lord's Day still belong to a group so that they can be what? Retained? They can be recovered? And are there new ones that are being what? Contacted in the groupings? So we have to admit, although we somehow have the small groups, and I don't believe every church has, but even those who have may not be according to what our brother fellowship. How about the home meetings? Do we have home meetings? Do we have the framework of the gospel? Now this, the brothers would fellowship on the last session. But brothers and sisters, these words needs to be what? We have to consider our situation. Then Brother Lee went back to the United States, and in 1992, he started the fellowship on the vital groups. And when he started the fellowship of the vital groups, he mentioned that there are a few things that the grouping should have. Number one, the groupings should have fellowship, intercession, and shepherding. Which means when the saints come, many times our small group becomes what? A pursuit group. In fact, in the last few years, because we have this such a term called the RSG, right? RSG is Recovery Version Study Group. So we think our small group is just for pursuit. Well, there should be pursuit. However, the main thing is not the pursuit. The main thing is what? Is the fellowship, the intercession, the care, and the shepherding. Which means when a few comes, there's no need to wait for everyone to be present to start the meeting. We can already ask each other, what is your condition right now? In fact, many times when Brother Lee talked about fellowship, he said, do you know each other? We do not really know each other, right? We may have met together for years. You do not even know what is the name of the brother. I mean, probably you know his name. I can prove that to you. Until now, I do not know why. When so many saints would send me, send me letter or what with my name, they would always, not always, there are quite a few. My name is spelled as Franklyn. I do not know why when did Franklin became Lyn? Well, my name is not Franklyn. It is Franklin. Do you know the name of the brothers, the saints? Do you know their surname? How about the sisters who are married? Do you know their maiden name? Do you know their children's name? We do not know, right? We do not fellowship. In the early days, we really do not know each other. That's why I believe you heard this. In the early days, we all have Bible bags because nowadays we all have smartphone. In the early days, you bring Bible with the hymns, so you have a Bible bag. And all the Bible bags are the same. So sometimes when the Bible bag is lost, of course somebody found it and returned it to the lost and found. And they do not know, oh, this is Franklin. Who is Franklin? I do not know who is him. Then eventually they found out, oh, you are Franklin. We are seatmate for 10 years already. Every week you sit at the same seat. You are sitting together, but you do not know each other. We do not know how to fellowship. Do we know how to fellowship? And many times we do not want to fellowship because we do not know how to fellowship. And many times we do not fellowship because we like to keep our lives in privacy. We do not want others. Actually, you're saying you do not want the saints to pray for you. And we do not know how to fellowship. And we also do not know how to pray for one another. Right? Sometimes when someone would fellowship their situation, okay, we'll pray. But actually, when we say we pray, probably we don't pray. And sometimes when we pray, everyone prays, it becomes a prayer meeting. But it should not be. That's not a prayer meeting. Maybe just one or two will pray, and then we have to continue with other things. We all need to learn, even in a matter of fellowship. How about, aside from the fellowship, there should be the truth education. And our brother fellowship is that the truth education should be something that is what? By mutual questions and answers. This morning, our brother said, everyone should bear the truth, right? I don't know about your group, but at least in my group, when somebody asks question, everyone look at me. I hated it. Why do you always look at me? Why can't you answer? Some of you have been meeting with us for 10 years already. Maybe I will have the more accurate answer, which you believe so, but am I the only one who can answer? And my answer may be right, but your answer may be what the new one needs. Because your answer is not just based on the truth, but based on experience. So we have to learn even to how to ask questions. And we have to learn how to answer. And the last is what I mentioned, after the small group, it should not end with snacks. It should end with what? Practical, organic assignment of caring and finding out those who are there who has practical needs and those who are not there. Then there will be what? We would be able to what? To actually, even if we do that, we would see our group the new ones would be willing to come. The dormant saints would be willing to return. And the existing ones would really not just be religious, but will really love to be in the groupings. Let me read to you a sentence which was quite enlightening as I was preparing this message. Our brother said this: we need to realize that the other members of our vital group are our doctor. If we open ourselves up in a proper way to the other saints in our group, we will be healed. We may think the doctor is the Lord. Well, he is the Lord. We need personal time with him so that he can speak to us in a personal way and direct way. Well, the leading brothers who are more experienced, definitely when we come to them, we are exposed of our situation. Right? Our brother Jesse mentioned this morning, patterns. You know, good patterns, on one hand, we long to imitate. On the other hand, good patterns really expose our real situation. But you know, every member in the group, the other members of our groups are also our doctors. That if we are only willing to open ourselves in a proper way, then we will be healed of many situations. So, when Brother Lee started the Fellowship of the Vital Group, he actually begins everything the same as the small group. That was 92 and 93. And it was only in the Memorial Day Conference of 1993, which is not one of the books that our brother Joel mentioned. That was the first blending conference in the Lord's Recovery. It's called 1993 Blending Conference by 47 speakers. There were 47 brothers who spoke in that conference. And there was a chapter on the vital group. And there, it was only there that Brother Lee defines what is the vital group. And that is actually in Roman numeral 3 of our outline. Roman numeral 3 says this: a vital group can come into being only by a saint who is desperate and absolute for the increase of the Lord's recovery. Now, many times we try to be vital. Many churches conduct vital group trainings. In Manila, we have been fellowshipping about the vital groups, but it never became successful. Why? The key is what? Because there is not one saint who is what? Desperate and absolute for what? For the increase. If we are not for the increase, then there's no need to be vital. If for us, how many meets? We don't even know how many meets. We don't count at all. We are not concerned. If this week and last week are the same, we are not bothered. If this year is less than last year, it's okay. We do not even know. Maybe last year we were 100. This year we are already 98. We are still not bothered. But the Lord was bothered. When he had 100 sheep and one was lost, he left the 99 to look for that one lost sheep. Everyone counts. So unless we are desperate for the increase, all the fellowship about how to be vital is useless. This is the first thing we have to see. The small group is to retain the existing saints, recover the dormant saints, to preach the gospel. For what? For the increase. We should give Brother Jonathan more problem next year. Because if we all will be for the increase, this place will not be enough. Right? We should give the elders more problem. So that all the meeting halls, after being built, it's not enough already. But unless we are for the increase, then all the fellowship is just outward practice. It all begins with a burden for the increase. And our brother pointed out a while ago, this is the call for the overcomers. And our brother actually illustrated with a simple illustration, with a story. And that is Gideon's 300. You know, the vital groups are Gideon's 300. Who are the Gideon's 300? At a time when the children of Israel were fighting with the Midianites, right? They called for volunteers. How many came? 32,000. God said, too many. If you were Gideon at that time, you would say, it's not too many. Because the Midianites are more. But God said, too many. Everyone who is afraid, go home. How many went home? Do you know what I'm talking about? How many went home? 22,000 went home. Only 10,000 left. And God still said, too many. And God brought them to the river and let them drink, right? And those who, they are all thirsty, right? When they see the water, some of them just forget about the enemy and they just get themselves to drink the water. And the enemy would be there, just kick them, and they would, what, fall into the river. But there were 300. While they were drinking, they were still on the alert. This is what the Lord wants today. Overcomers who would be what? Living and active to overcome the deadness of Sardis, overcome the lukewarmness of Laodicea, and be living and active, absolute and desperate for the increase. And you know how Brotherly defines desperate? Desperate means it's a matter of life and death. You think it's a matter of life and death? Maybe not. That's why we have no increase and we can still sleep soundly. May the Lord really gain us. That's why the last line of the outline, let's look at the last point. Letter F. We all have a responsibility. We all have an obligation. Before our Lord, we should pray, Lord, make me vital. Make me vital today for the sake of your move. We are not to be vital just because we want to be vital. We are not to be vital so that we can overcome. We are to be vital for the Lord, for his move, for the increase, for the recovery, for the preaching of the gospel. May the Lord vitalize us. Of course, how to do it? It's in the sub-points that are mentioned in Romans 3. Maybe you can just read through them. Letter A, we are vitalized through the absolute, clear, and thorough fellowship with the Lord continuously. B, we are vitalized through confession of sins, transgressions, failures, defects, mistakes, wrongdoings, etc., hidden or manifested before God and before men. C, we are vitalized through the absolute and thorough consecration of ourselves with everything to the Lord. Number 4, we are vitalized through the unceasing and desperate prayer. And E, we are vitalized through the soaking of the infilling and outpouring of the Spirit. If we are for the increase, if we will not be, we will be desperate for the Lord's increase, for the Lord's move. Then we come to the Lord, we will fellowship with the Lord, we will confess our sins, right? We will consecrate ourselves to the Lord. We would what? Be filled with the Spirit. Then the Lord would make us vital. Amen. Anyway, this is the first session on the vital groups. We still have 2 more sessions. The brothers will fellowship later. Okay.